Although the cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins can cut your risk of heart disease, they're not necessarily good for everybody. According to a massive new study called the Cochrane Systematic Review, statin benefits are only clear among people at very high risk of cardiovascular disease. On the line from his office in New Delhi, India, the study author, Shah Ibrahim, told me what they've found in this new research by combining data from 14 trials of coronary prevention in 34,000 people.
We found that you can treat people with statins and gain some benefit, but we found some substantial methodological problems with all the trials that we looked at in our review.
What were the problems you found?
Well, with the West of Scotland, the WASCOP study, some of the people actually did have existing cardiovascular disease. And we know from many, many trials that have been done in the past that when you've had a heart attack or a stroke, statins are beneficial. And the question we're really interested in, are statins beneficial and safe in people who don't have established disease?
What about the Texas Air Force study, the AFCAPS, TexCAP study? That was massive. Did that also have shortcomings in the way it was done?
Yes. The AFCAPS, TexCAP study was one of the earliest studies of primary prevention, and it's since been joined by several other studies. Indeed, we found 14 trials that we assembled in our systematic review. And when you actually add the findings together, you get a better evidence than if you just look at a single trial.
So what is your opinion of the evidence now? Because things were looking so good for statins that some people were saying we should almost put it in the water supply.
I think with any drug approach to treating the entire population, you have to be cautious. And in particular, you have to ask, are there any harms of statins? And unfortunately, most of these trials that have been published to date did not report on adverse effects. They just simply didn't include any information, which I think is quite remarkable. Now, we tend to think of statins as being very safe, but if trials don't report on adverse effects, how do we know?
So having looked at what is now a massive amount of evidence, looking at all the different studies and their shortcomings, what advice would you give to ordinary people and health workers everywhere in whether to consider using a statin to lower cholesterol?
There's no doubt that statins are beneficial and any harms are completely offset by these benefits in people at high risk of having heart attacks and strokes. And this isn't just people who've had a heart attack or a stroke in the past. This is people with combinations of risk factors, smoking, high blood pressure, that put them at higher risk than the average in the population. In the general population, however, people over the age of 55, there's, I think, considerable doubt from the published evidence. And I think we will be seeing trials in people at low risk because in people at low risk, it's far more important to try and trade the potential benefits from any harms that may arise. And for this, I think we do need more evidence specifically targeted on people at low risk to see whether benefits do exceed any possible harms.
So you are faced then, or we are all faced with the problem in the world at large. You are currently based in India, which has a growing burden of cardiovascular disease. Great Britain, of course, and many other Western countries have huge problems with heart disease. What do you think is the cautious way forward to try and impact that risk?
I think, as with so many things, we need a dual approach. We don't just need the GP and the practice nurse in the surgery telling people what to do. We need to have a much greater emphasis on what we would call the population approach, where we make the environment and the way people live healthier through not smoking in public places, putting up the price of cigarettes, so having a concerted effort on tobacco control, number one. And number two, looking at national diet, how can we improve the diet through reducing the amount of salt and saturated fat? Again, not through telling people to avoid salt and saturated fat, but working with the food industry to reduce the amount of hidden saturated fat and amount of hidden salt in processed foods. And then working with town planners, with schools, with the workforce, employers, big employers, working with them to work out how we can make people more active through the built environment. In India, that means building a lot more pavement so people can walk safely, building places where people can take recreation. So it's not just telling individuals to get on with their lives, it's trying to ensure that the population aspect is covered and we have environments in which people live that actually make it easier for them to do the healthy thing.
Shah Ibrahim, Professor of Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and also Director of the South Asia Network for Chronic Disease. He was talking to me on the line from New Delhi, India, about the Cochrane Systematic Review of the Use of Statins to Reduce the Risk of Heart Disease. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.